My dear sisters and brothers, it's good to be here. The last time I stepped on this altar was 7 years ago, no? A fourth-year college seminarian studying philosophy. Ang bilis ng panahon, no? Dati nung third-year high school ako, may nagdiwang ng Thanksgiving mass, sabi ko, parang ang layo-layo pa. Ang layo-layo pa. But then later did I realize, no, last February, kami na pala ang dadapa. This place is very important, no, for me, and I know for my companions also, kasi ito yung lugar ng paghuhubog. Dito ako namulat sa buhay na pagiging seminarista. No. When I was in Davao, we were only 10, no, so mababait pa kami lahat. Nung pumunta na ako sa Christ the King, sabi ko, hala, ganito pala kagulo ang seminarista. Ang daming realizations, ang daming paghihirap, no? Isa nga sa amin, nung pagkapasok niya, no? Isa sa kaklase ko, nabanggit niya, pagpasok niya sa seminaryo, na culture shock talaga siya. No? Kasi akala niya, ang bait-bait natin. But then, this is the reality of life, no? Despite all the hardships, despite all the things na nagpapahirap sa buhay seminarista, we continue to sail on. Dahan-dahan, one step at a time. Dito ko rin naranasan yung pinakamahirap na yugto ng aking pagiging seminarista. When I was in fourth year, ang gulo ng seminaryo, no? Gusto ko nang lumabas. Gusto ko nang lumabas. Yet, pumunta ako sa aking spiritual director, no? Si Father Emmanuel Minguito. No? Sinabi ko lahat ng paghihirap, mga what ifs, mga plano ko sa buhay pag lumabas ako. Tapos ang sabi niya lang sa akin na, hala, paglalabas ka, wala na akong kalaro ng tennis. Yun lang, no? Sinabi niya sa akin. Hindi nakatulong. But then, I remain. No? I remain. This place has become very important because, no, dito ako natutong kumapit ng husto sa aking pananampalataya. Alam niyo po, dito ko na-realize, no? I thought I want to become a priest because I love God. I thought I want to become an SVD missionary because I love God. I thought I want to serve the people of God because I love God. That's what I thought. Mahal na mahal ko ang Diyos, kaya iniaalay ko ang buong buhay ko sa Kanya. But then in this very place, na-realize ko, no, hindi yung pagmamahal ko yung nagtulak sa akin sa buhay pagpapari, sa buhay relihiyoso, at sa buhay misyonaryo. Ang realization ko, it is not my love, but the love of God for me. Minahal niya akong una. Minahal ako ng Diyos ng una. And that love sustained me hanggang ngayon. My dear brothers and sisters, we heard in the gospel, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. These words encapsulate the heart of the Christian message, the unfathomable depth of God's love for each and every one of us. God's love is not limited or exclusive. It is expansive, reaching out to all people, regardless of race, regardless of nationality, regardless of background. Sabi ko, napakamahal ng Diyos. Despite my weakness, despite my flaws, despite my imperfections, God accepted me for who I am. Sa mga panahong mas gusto ko pang maghumiga kaysa mag-groundwork or mag-housework. Sa mga panahong pag-bell ng work, ang bigat ng paa, no? Pero pag si Father Ming magyaya ng tennis, ah, nasa baba na agad. Yung hinihintay na lang yung prayer, yung meal, no? Kaysa sa prayer. I have a lot of loss, no? But God loved me for who I am. But love, my dear brothers and sisters, requires a response. God invites us to believe in His Son, Jesus Christ, the ultimate expression of His love for humanity. Belief is more than mere intellectual assent. It is a deep trust and surrender to the will of God. It is a commitment to follow Christ, to walk in His ways, and to embody His love in the world. Yet, as the passage reminds us, the light of Christ has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. This speaks to the reality of human sinfulness and our tendency to turn away from God's love towards selfish desires and worldly pursuits. But even in our brokenness, God's love remains steadfast, offering us the hope of redemption and forgiveness. We heard, "For everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God." My dear friends, these words challenge us to examine our lives honestly and to choose the path of righteousness. When we live in the light of Christ, we are called to live with integrity and authenticity, knowing that our actions are laid bare before God. And so, as we meditate on this beloved verse, let us be reminded of the immense privilege and responsibility of being called children of God. Let us be reminded of the privilege and responsibility of being called to this way of life, to the SVD missionary way of life. Let us strive to live lives that reflect the love and grace we have received through Christ. And let us share this message of hope with others so that all may come to experience the abundant life that God offers through His Son. May the love of God, made known to us in Jesus Christ, dwell richly in our hearts, now and forever.